Amen. I'll read a verse tonight in Psalm 78. You got your Bible. Thank God for the good singing. Thank God for the wind of God. I felt here suddenly on both services. And then tonight, and I tell you, if you'll get in with it and go with the wind, we'll go further with him. And I really want to get there in my heart and in the church. I thank God for this little flock. Jesus did say, fear not, little flock. Amen. And thank God, in charge of this flock. I'm glad for that. Amen. That's right. He's the one, thank God, that has charge over his own tonight. I bless the Lord for that. Psalm 78, you know, the psalmist was writing some things about teaching our children that they might see these works of God, that they might hear the gospel. I'm using that gospel, amen, the gospel. Thank God's good news. So they had good news in the Old Testament. But thank God for the goodness of God, the good news of God, the deliverance of God. And what he said in the early verses there, he said that you might teach them to their children. Then they would teach them to their children. In other words, they'll just keep passing the truth down. Thank God that it might be the them that they see. Amen. The things in us. Look at Bevan. He said that they might set their hope, amen, not the world, not money, but in God. Amen. He said, and not forget the works of God, but keep his commandments. So he said, these are the things that we want to pass on. Many a time, Joel, about that, and many scriptures in the Bible talks about teaching our children. In fact, Deuteronomy chapter 6 teaches that, amen, that they to teach their children. Amen, them things of the Word of God. In fact, the Jews had to teach their children the first five books of the Bible. They had to memorize that. That's why he said it when they rose up, when they sat down. It was a memorization of learning the Scripture, learning the law of God. This is the way they're supposed to walk. And it was in them. And I look at this psalm. And it talks about how they drawed back. Some of them was stubborn and the fathers were. In fact, he said that in verse 8 that they might not be as their fathers, a stubborn, rebellious generation. And the whole thing was they didn't believe God. That was what the problem was, that they was in unbelief. Anytime you have unbelief, thank God, it'll always stop where you need to go with God, because he can't work in that. Amen. Even Jesus said when he lived here that he didn't do mighty works in that one place because of their unbelief. And that's the damning sin tonight. He said of sin, because they believe not on me. And that's what would damn a man to hell tonight, sin of unbelief. They didn't come to save in faith. They did not come to that place that they believed God. Now, I believe in type, if you use that, that these people did come out of Egypt. They come out through the blood. They went through the Red Sea. They know about that. They sang the song on the other side. God, amen, fed them manna. God gave them manna to eat. And we find here tonight, thank God, that in verse 12, marvelous things did he in the sight of their fathers in the land of Egypt, in the field of Zoan. He divided the sea. This is what I said, went on through that. He clave rock in verse 15 in the wilderness and gave them drink out of the great depths. In verse 17, the Bible said, yet they sinned yet more against him by provoking the Most High in the wilderness. And they tempted God in their heart by asking meat for their lust. They wanted more. They wasn't content. Amen. They was unthankful. Got to that place of ingratitude toward the manna that God gave them from heaven, that wafer. Amen. Manna means, what is it? Amen. Well, it is, thank God, food from God. Amen. They ate angels' food, the Bible said. But in verse number 19, the Bible said, yea, they spake against God. If you want a hard wilderness experience, you get to talking against God. They spake against God. And it wasn't curse words. It wasn't blasphemous words. It was that they, my friend, spake against God because they didn't believe God. What did they say? They said, can God furnish a table in the wilderness? Can God furnish that? Then behold, he smote the rock, the waters gushed out, and the streams overflowed. Can he give bread also? Can he provide flesh for his people? And they got to that place, can God do this? After just visibly seeing the hand of God in their life,
and you go back tonight, and I tell you, you need to trace back some things in your own life and see what God has done for you. It'll get you out of the juniper tree depression. It'll get you out of, my friend, thank God, thinking that God hadn't been as good to you as somebody else. Because if you trace back for what God has done for you, thank God, can God provide a Savior? Sure He did. Can God provide justification? Sure He did. That means justification. That simply means that God declared me righteous while yet I'm guilty. And God don't judge me. God's not, listen, friend, and I'm not going to be judged for sin. It's been taken care of at Calvary. Amen. You can't do enough works and can't be good enough to atone for the sin that you've sinned against God. Every man's a sinner. Why does a man sin? That's what he is. He's a sinner. Have you ever lied? Yes, you're a liar. Have you ever, my friend, took something you ought not? You're a thief. Amen. I am too, brethren. Listen. And God saw us. He charged us with the death of His Son. The law said we're guilty. And we had broke the law of God. Thank God, we got to get the charge lifted that's on us. And the only way it's lifted is by the goodness of God, the faith of God. Amen. That we trust Christ. We know He's the way. And friend tonight, thank God, a lot of people tonight has never realized God did furnish, amen, a way of salvation. And it is through the person of Jesus Christ. There's no other way tonight. All have sinned, come short of the glory of God. You're a sinner tonight. You've transgressed God. Amen. Friend, God holds you accountable. One sin could damn you to hell. Amen. One iniquity, one sin, the sin of Adam and disobedience, disobeying God willfully against God's command, putting him under judgment. And God did have mercy on him for us. What I see, and God in clothing him with the skins of them innocent animals that he killed. There had to be bloodshed. And that's the way God works. It's always a sacrificial system. And God, Jesus sacrificed. He was our sacrifice. And he gave his own life once and for all. Amen. What's God want out of us? He wants a sacrificial life. In other words, he wants us to give ourselves. Amen. Blood was the reason, friend. Thank God that we're bought tonight. I like that little old song I was telling Brother Chris about. The only thing he bought was me. Amen. That's the only thing Jesus paid for on earth. Thank God he had a barred tomb. He went to a manger. He didn't have to pay nothing there. Amen. But he did purchase. The only thing he bought, Brother Todd, was us. Thank God blood had to be shed. Yes, listen. Thank God the blood of Christ. The blood of animals couldn't take away sin. It had to be the blood of the Lamb of God to take away sin. But I'm saying tonight, can he do it? Can God save sinners? Well, if he didn't, you wouldn't be. Amen. And I wouldn't be. Amen. How's he saved man? Amen. By the power of God, by the gospel, by his life, by the way, the truth and the life, Jesus Christ. Amen. He come to save sinners. Paul said, from their sin. Thank God, and he did it, friend. Can God? Sure he can. He ain't limited. Thank God, the only limitations, amen, is man not believing him. And when man believes him, he's not limited tonight. Amen. He ain't limited tonight. Can God? How many people of y'all, how many people in the congregation tonight say, can God do that for me? Can God? Can God? I look back at my life, and I mean, he done it. Amen. He just done it. He had a plan, thank God, for me before the world began. Amen. That's right. Thank God. He gave everything that God that I have tonight. It's gift by God. Every good and perfect gift coming from above. Amen. Everything that we have tonight come from God. The wife that God gave me. Amen. That was set up by God. That's a blessing of God. Amen. Thank God for that, friend. Amen. That is a gift from God. Whoso find the wife, find the good thing and obtain the favor of the Lord, friend. Amen. Praise God for that. Amen. Thank God. A virtuous woman. Amen. It's a blessing to that man. That's right. Thank God. Amen. Listen. God set that thing up before we was ever saved. Amen. God saved me. Amen. And put me in the family of God and changed my life. Can God? Can God take an old wretched hell-bound sinner like Joel Hines? Amen. Didn't know nothing forgotten about. God couldn't have recited one Bible verse. Amen. Hey, God, that old man of God said, you got to be born again. And the Holy Ghost dealt with my heart and opened my blinded eyes. Amen. Show me Christ was the only way. And the Holy Ghost birthed me in the family of God and gave me, thank God, peace with God. Can God do it? Sure he can. God done that a whole long time. Thank God, my friend, before I was saved. Amen. I'm telling you, praise God, there ain't one thing can limit him from doing what he wants to do. And they're saying, can God? Amen. That's what you're saying tonight. Amen. Can God? Amen. Thank God. Amen. I thought about that. Got saved. My wife got saved. Can God save a religious girl? Amen. That's raised in the Lutheran church all her life. Went through a catechism. Amen. Didn't know nothing about the gospel. Just knew the works of man. Taught rituals. Taught traditions. Salvation's not in a tradition. Salvation's not in a ritual. Salvation's in a person. Amen. I remember that night we came home. Amen. After we went to preaching, thank God, and she looked at me. She's a better person than I was. Amen. She said, I'm not saved. That's what she said. I'd been saved about 3 or 4 months. Amen. I said, well, I can't do nothing with it. Thank God, I said, but we can pray. I said, I'll get on this one in the bed, you get on the other end. Amen. We had them little bunk beds. Thank God, our children slept on, and I got on the other end. She got on one end. I don't know how long we prayed. I didn't pray for her, didn't pray. I just asked God to have mercy. That's all I said. God, have mercy. Show her. Ain't God, only God can open the eyes of a blind man. Amen, buddy. She got up weeping and said, I got saved. I hugged her, thank God, and said, glory to God. Hey, thank God, friend, I'm telling you what. She didn't have no problem knowing the truth after that. Thank God, I'm glad. Hey, God can. Amen. Some people tonight don't think God can no more. Hey, can I give you this? I'm going to tell you this. Listen. It's not in us, it's in him. It's not in how good a man preaches. Thank God, it's not, my friend. It's the gospel. It's God that does it. Amen. It's my God. Amen. Get to praying, get the power of God around, friend. Live for God. Got to start moving. Thank God, believe him tonight. Don't sit around and say, can God? God can. Amen. But you're going to have to believe him. Some of you sit around and reason about God. Doing things. You'll say, how's God going to save my daughter? How's God going to save my child? It's his business. He knows what to do. Amen. I tell you, friend, thank God there's enough gospel that's been preached. There's enough Holy Ghost that's been around. He knows when to pull them in. Thank God, he knows how to do it. I don't say, can God? Say, God can tonight. Amen. That's right. See, the problem is unbelief. That's what got them in that wilderness, son, that unbelief. Amen. There ain't nothing God can't do. He can't lie. He can't die. But he ain't limited in his own power, son. If a God stood out on, ain't God stepped out and, amen, on nothing and made something. Amen. God said, let there be light. And there was light. Amen. Ain't God. God spake the world in existence. God, my friend. Amen. Ain't God. You can't. Can't figure it out how he got speaking it was done, but it sure was. And sure if God, amen, can make what he's made, Brother Robert, he can do something with you tonight, amen. That's right. Listen to what I'm about to tell you. God don't have no property but you in this world. The Holy Ghost ain't he ain't no ghost flying around in the church. Amen. He's living inside of you. That's right. That's why I thank God when you speak, the Holy Ghost can work in and through you. Amen. The property God has is us. Amen. It ain't religion. Thank God it's salvation. Amen. There's nothing too hard for God. That's right tonight. Amen. We went home on Sunday night. Thank God we had prayer. I got to pray and I got to think about what I preached on Sunday morning. And I said, remember what I said? Jesus went home with Zacchaeus. And I said, the healer's in the house. I got to pray for people. Amen. And pray for my wife. Amen. And brother, listen. I felt like he reached out with his hand and touched. Amen. That's right. I mean, thank God he's in the house. He's able to touch you tonight. Amen. He ain't nowhere else far off. He's near you tonight. Ain't nothing too hard for him. God does great things, great and mighty things. Ain't God. Ain't nothing too hard for him. The only thing is your unbelief will keep him from blessing you. Amen. That's right. Can God? They said, can God furnish a table? Can God? Can God? No, God can. Amen. God can. Well, he took us. Amen. Listen. Amen. He took you. Thank God and saved you. Amen. Put the love of God in your heart. Amen. Put the thank God. Amen. Saved your wife. Thank God. Amen. Got four children in the house of God. Amen. Thank God. Like old time preaching. Don't matter how hard it gets. Amen. Thank God. He like it. Amen. It don't matter. Thank God. Let her go. Thank God. If a man loves God, he'll love his word tonight. Amen. Can God take a man and preach him? Sure he can. Amen. Can God save the worst sinner there is? Sure he can. Paul said, I was the chief. Amen. He said, wonder how God's going to save my child, same way he saved you. That's right. He ain't limited tonight. What's God going to do? What he wants to. Ain't no man can stay the hand of God. What happened is these people got out here in the wilderness and they doubted God. Amen. They doubted God, friend. I won't say this and I'll keep repeating it. Praise God, do you believe it? God heals. I don't believe in faith healers. I believe in faith healing. Now I do believe God does give people the gift of healing. Now I know that's against the Baptist belief, but you say, what you mean? I don't mean hitting them in the head and knocking them backwards. I believe in the laying on of hands. I still believe, as Hebrews said, we practice the laying on of hands. Amen. They laid hands on people in the Bible. Amen. Amen. I know y'all, some people don't kick on that. But I'm telling you what, friend. I tell you, I've seen it. Amen. Brother Danny can testify. Amen. Thank God we prayed over him, anointed him with oil, and laid hands on him and prayed over him. And he went to the heart doctor. Amen. And they come back and said, the doctor said he was all right. Amen. I've done it before. I prayed over people. I went to, thank God, my father-in-law in the hospital. And he was 63 years old. And he wasn't doing good. They didn't think he was going make it. He was struggling, had emphysema. And I remember them going in and the Holy Ghost said, hey, God, pray over him. Amen. And I told my wife and my mother-in-law, I said, go outside the room. Amen. I said, God want me to pray. I laid hands on him and prayed. Thank God, the doctor come the next day. Amen. And said, he don't have to be in the intermediate care no more. It's intensive care. He can go to a room. Amen. Lived another 7 years. Amen. God told me when I left that room, amen, he's going to be all right. Amen. Believe what you want to. But I'm telling you, ain't nothing too hard for him. Thank God he's God tonight. He can heal bodies. Thank God he heals sinners. Hey, he's still the same God. And I still believe it. Amen. Why in the world of God of heaven would give the church gifts and cut them off? They say, well, we got a complete Bible. Well, thank God we do. The Bible I'm reading, thank God, says he gives gifts to men. I believe you give it to the church as long as the church is here. Amen. They just been misused in a lot of places. And because they've been misused, thank God you scared to death of some of them. Amen. I ain't scared of them, thank God. If it says it, let's do it. I ain't a believing that some of that stuff goes on. Amen. Thank God for him. And I know God can. Amen. Ain't nothing too hard for him. My daddy sat back our night. Amen. Brother, listen. Thank God he was a loyal boy. He went to, thank God he was from Virginia, went to Wesley Salem Hospital. Amen. They thought he was going to die, friend. That's right. Grandpa's a Baptist preacher. Amen. Knew something about God. Him and Grandma come down there. Thank God took oil. Amen. And anointed my daddy, friend. This is a true story. Anointed him, thank God, in the hospital. And the Holy Ghost was on that prayer of faith. And God touched him and raised him up. Amen. I'm telling you, I thank being the God. Amen. I'm telling you, friend. They used to call all the elders, thank God, to pray because they didn't have what we got in this day. And I'm going to tell you something tonight. You hear me gladly. Hear me. I thank God uses physicians in this day. And I think that's a miracle. Amen. You talk about my heart. I had open heart surgery 5.5 years ago. If they hadn't had that surgery, God could have touched me. God could have chose a doctor. Luke was a physician. Amen. That's right. They cut me open, son, with a saw. Amen. Opened my heart up and pulled it out and laid it on the pump. Amen. That's exactly right. That's right, son. They put me on a pump. Amen. Took veins out of my chest and one out of my leg and made new ones and put them in there and sewed me back together. Amen. And here I am tonight. Thank God. I'm telling you, that's a miracle, friend. Amen. I'm telling you, he's God, friend. That's God that does it. He's the one that gives them everything they have. Even though a lot of us are a bunch of heathens, it don't matter. That don't stop him. He can do anything he wants to with who he wants to. Amen. We pray for Brother Randy. What a good brother. I had a dream about him the other night. I didn't tell you about that. I told Brother Danny. I said I went to the fish camp. Amen. And when you go in the door, I don't know where it was at. I went in the door and looked to the left, and there he was. He stooped down giving his order. And he was as real to me as you sitting back there, Jason. And he had stooped down, had that brown coat on he used to wear and them blue jeans and thank God a shirt. And I looked over there and he looked at me and he said, "Preacher, I beat you here." That's what he said. And when I started to say something to him, it woke up. We prayed for his healing. That's right. We believe God to help him. Can I tell you, God did heal him? He healed him whole. Amen. That's right. He went home to be with God. Amen. That's the best healing you can get. Amen. That's right. By his stripes you were healed. What you believe there, brother? I believe, thank God, there's healing for the man that's been scarred and beat and wounded by sin. That's what I believe about it. But I don't limit it, thank God, to his power. Amen. That he can heal bodies. Amen. I know this body's decaying. I know this body's dying. I know this body has trouble. Amen. He not can heal you physically. He can heal you mentally. He can heal you from sin. He can take away sin. He can heal you, thank God, from what you're going through in life. He can heal you tonight. Amen. Thank God the operation is not just physical, more spiritual, because that's what he died for. But brother, he can heal anything on you tonight. What about that man that's full of the devil running around the graveyard? He had a devil problem. Amen. A lot of people's got demon problems. Amen. That's why they're running around naked, cutting herself up. Amen. But when Jesus cast them devils out, Brother Todd, they run into hogs. He give them permission to run them hogs. They run down into, thank God, a steep hill. Amen. And run into the sea. Did that man get healed? I think he did. He was sitting, instead of cutting himself and being in torment in a graveyard, he was sitting at the feet of Jesus and he was clothed. Amen. He was naked before. Amen. Thank God now he's got his clothes on. And he was in his right mind. See, can I tell you this tonight? I've been wearing glasses since I was 3 years old. I can't see that good. I can see good enough. Thank God for that. I went to the eye doctor today. He said, "Boy, everything looks all right. You got a few little things about cataracts." He said, "But you'll be all right." I appreciate that. I don't want to get my eye shot on right yet. I've been wearing glasses since 3 years old. Now, I'm going to tell you something. Listen to me. This is the other side of it. I believe as much as I'm standing here, it's the will of God. I believe right here, I'm standing here tonight. So it's as much the will of God for me to be born the way I was and have spectacles on my head. I believe if somebody's got three fingers on one hand, I believe it's as much the will of God as me having five. I believe God's in complete charge and control. And brother, there's some things, amen, he ain't going to change because that's what he set up. But brother, I'm telling you this tonight, amen, he's God. Amen, there ain't nothing too hard for him. A lot of people say, can God? He can. Thank God, can God put food on your table? He sure has. Amen, can God keep you? Thank God, in the will of God, he sure has. If it wasn't for him keeping me, you or I would not be here. It is God that keeps me. Amen, I'm telling you, not can. can God? He said, can God? Sure he can. Thank God he done it. Amen. Some of y'all need to quit doubting him. Thank God and believe him tonight. Quit sitting around saying, can God? That's what you do. Can God? God can. God did. He took care of them in the wilderness. They wore shoes that never wore out. How would you like to buy a pair of shoes and wear them for 40 years? Look at them and say, praise God, these shoes is as good as they bought them. In fact, they didn't buy them. He probably gave them to them, no doubt. He'll give you some things if you'll obey him. And it might not be material, physical things, but it'll be something from him. Amen. You say, I wonder how that man got that from the Bible. God gave it to him. God gave it to him. That's a gift. Amen, Brother Danny. Me and him talked a little bit this morning. We went out and got a little breakfast and had some good fellowship over it. And we talked a little bit about the Bible, and we was talking about what we believe, you know, about things. And he come up with some pretty good little thoughts on some things. So I had to believe God gave it to him. God can help you in any way you want him to. You know why you don't get the help you ought to get? Because you don't believe him. Amen. There might be somebody here tonight. Thank God God's been dealing with you about some things. But you know what you'll say? Can God do that? Sure he can. Amen. I remember when Christopher Messick come here when he was a lost boy. I remember him coming one Sunday morning. The power of God got on him. And he come back there. And I told my wife that. She remembers I went home that day. And I said, I believe God dealt with Chris today. I said, he fell on my neck and hugged me and told me he loved me. That was out of his character. Amen. Amen. He's a good brother. I love him to death. But that just wasn't like him. Amen. You know when he got up here and testified Sunday, it blessed my heart. Amen. That's the Holy Ghost. Amen. That's the Holy Ghost on him. Amen. When Miss Linda got up here on the second row the other day, and amen, and the Holy Ghost got a hold of that, the Holy Ghost. Amen. That's right. Can God? Sure he can. Amen. Thank God, if I'd have drawn this thing up, I wouldn't have drawn it up the way God did, and you wouldn't either. Amen. You'd come up with another way, and you'd have tried to figure out how you're going to do it. God don't figure nothing out. Amen. He does it the way he wants to. Amen. That's exactly right, friend. I'm telling you, you can't figure him out. His ways are past finding out. And can God? Sure God can tonight. Amen. That's right. Can God? God can. You know, it's a bad thing to go through life and all you got is your own thoughts and ways. That's a bad way to go. You know, the simplicity and the basics of God is, come to me as a little child. Humble yourself and ask me and I'll give it to you. That's the basics. That's the basics. He don't have to go through an outline. Can you imagine him? How did I ask my daddy to give me bread? Give me bread. Daddy, would you please give me bread? Man, how hard is that? Thank God, friend, how hard is it? Amen. Thank God, just go to your father and say, Daddy, Father in heaven, amen, I need something. Would you give it to me, please? Lord, have mercy on me. That ain't hard. You don't have to be taught that. You don't have to go through a seminar, somebody to take, you don't have to even take a class in that. Amen. You think some preachers thank God they got to sell their books. They'll give you 7 steps how to ask God to get bread. How you do it? Ask him. I remember Brother Milby, he said he's going to write a book on prayer. You remember that? You heard it before. Brother Milby's going to write a book on prayer. He had a great praying man. God bless that good man. Boy, he's been a great help to me. And he went down the woods. He took his pad and pencil, and he got down there, and he said, all right, Lord, I'm ready for you to tell me what to write on, how to write a book on prayer. And he said, put this down. Just do it. Just do it. That's a good book, ain't it? Just do it. Whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. I'm going to tell you what you need to do tonight. Listen. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. That's Bible. That's Bible. Now, I'm going to tell you what that means. That means, brother, you're going to have to get some unction in your praying. That means you grab hold of horns of, I'll use the word altar, or wherever Jesus is, and I mean get a hold of it and pray and pour out your soul. And when you do that, it availeth much. I ain't against it, but it ain't general. And this ain't a general prayer. Say, Lord, bless me today. I ask you blessing on me. That's all right. That's good. That's mindset. But
If you really need something from God, want Him to do something, you got to get in there and pray earnestly. That's what he said. Elijah prayed earnestly that it might not rain. Then he prayed again and God gave rain. It's effectual prayer. Amen. God can when you want to pray like that. God can. Amen. Well, I appreciate you hearing me. Let's stand tonight.